Hey guys, it's your girl DJ Sims and I am here with DJ Limelight and welcome back to the Culture Podcast. We are really, really excited today because we have a very special guest who I feel like everybody's probably seen him online. His videos are really, really funny and we can't wait to have him on this podcast today. We have got Avi.
Yes, bro. Nice to have you up in there.
Thank you, I guess.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I'm just
surviving, isn't it?
Yeah.
Was it long to get here?
Well, it was so long, but it's calm.
From one end of London to the other?
Yeah, from one end of West London to East London, it's not easy, but I'm here.
You made it.
I made it.
Every time I have to do that trek, I dread it because I come from West to East like every week and yeah. I hate it.
For real. So like, for those who don't know, like, where are you from?
I'm from West London, like Hayes. I grew up there my whole life, but I went to school like just outside, in some place called Slough.
Yeah.
So I went Langley Grammar. That's what I know.
Sims went there for a bit before.
No, but it doesn't count.
Before she got kicked out.
It doesn't count. Okay, I didn't get kicked out, guys, but that doesn't count. But yeah, we technically went to the same school. We can say that.
Very briefly, yeah.
Yeah, but we didn't ever see each other at school.
Nah. We're in the same year group, innit?
Yeah, we are.
Who was in set 8 though, Sims?
I was probably in the bottom set. Being in the bottom set at Langley is like being in the top set somewhere else though.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Oh, for real, yeah? So you was quite, you know, intelligent in school. You was quite good at...
I mean, I wouldn't say so myself, but like the school, like if you went there, you're basically kind of like a nerd, yeah.
Like a smart kid.
Yeah.
Man said you're basically a nerd if you go there.
Was you smart in school? Is what I'm trying to get.
Yeah, like, or...
You don't seem too confident.
Nah, because like, it's a weird one because like, I was smart enough to get in, but like, I was a bit like taken aback because... People were like, some people, they treated it like it was life or death. So I was just like,
that's mad.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, my school was like life or death as well, but not for that reason. It was a myth. But so did you leave school with GCSEs and all these kind of things? Did you get good grades?
Yeah, I got like 7s, 8s. Just like,
Do you understand the number system?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I think so. So like, yeah, A's and A stars, but. Yeah, that's it.
So you got better A's and A stars?
Like a few, yeah. That's like most of my grades were that, yeah.
That's mad. And what did you do after that? Now you're at uni?
No, so after my GCSEs, I went sixth form still at Langley Grammar.
Okay.
And then that was during COVID. That was like 2 years of like, I didn't really have like a sixth form experience.
Same.
So yeah, literally. And then I finished my A-levels. Me and you, we didn't do our exams, right?
Everything was like online. You would do like, for me, I was graded through like coursework and stuff because I didn't go obviously sixth form at Langley, but I went to a media college. So I did like, it was all based on coursework. So I couldn't do anything fresh to get my grade. It was all like based on other things. What about you?
Nah, like pretty much exactly the same. The only difference was like, we had like these exams that we done at the end of the year. That was like unofficial A levels, but like whatever you kind of got there, they were gonna give you.
That's crazy.
And then yeah, like A levels done, and then now I'm at like uni, first year done, second year done, final year.
Were you studying at uni?
Economics.
That's sick. That's actually really good. I feel like people wouldn't expect that about you.
You know what? It's difficult, but like people didn't even think I went uni. Like, but it's based on how you come across, I guess.
Yeah.
So when you're just doing a little some dumb stuff, maybe, but. People didn't think I even go uni, and I was like, oh, like, I do, guys.
What uni do you go to?
University of Birmingham.
Oh, okay. Oh, I performed there a couple of times.
Yeah. Everyone knows when you come to Birmingham. Yeah.
So what, do you live out in Birmingham?
Yeah, I live out in Birmingham.
Oh,
that's
sick.
That's crazy. Why would you do that to yourself? I'm joking. But, you know, studying economics, and then whilst being at uni, you've then gone on to create a crazy following online, TikTok mainly. But it obviously resonates in other places, other platforms. But like, you've built such a strong following online. How did that all begin for you? Like building up an online following, creating content?
You know what it was? Like, since I was young, I used to like look at like these big like creators, and I was like, not it's something that I want to do, but like I'd watch it all day, like instead of watching like TV or like a series, I'd watch YouTube all day, like KSI, Chunks, people like that. Then when I was at university, like actually in lockdown, TikTok was like the new wave.
Yeah.
And then first it was like, it was a lot of short form content, but then, and like memes and like just people for music. But then like people actually started making like talking videos. And then the way I saw it was like, I used to see people who talked and like who spoke, and I was like, every guy goes through this, but I was like, surely like I'm as funny, if not funnier than these guys. So I thought like, I remember when I was like in my first year of uni, but I actually delayed it for like a whole year because it's a weird thing, like starting out, maybe you can relate, like, but when I started out, I was a bit worried about, oh, like this guy's gonna find me wet, or like this guy's gonna say this, or what if I start and it doesn't work out? So I was like really worried, and that's held me back for like over a year. And then I started in my second year, and then like, yeah, that's.
But when you started, like, did you have anyone saying to you like, oh, like nah, don't start TikTok, it's cringe? So did you actually have people saying that to you, or were you just worried what people were going to say?
It was more like, it was the latter. Like I was worried, but when I started, my friends actually supported me a lot more than I thought they would. So like, even like little things like liking, favouriting, commenting and reposting, they would do all of that. But my main worry was like, I'd start it and people would be like, oh, like, what is he doing? Like kind of thing. But it was never like that. It was just a worry.
Yeah. What was like, from your memory, like what was like the one video that really popped off for you?
The first day I ever started, right? I had a talking video in my drafts, but I was too scared to post that. So I remember posting like photo dumps, right? Literally just like something you'd post on Instagram. So I done it on TikTok. And my first one, they done like, okay, like a couple thousand views. Second one, a couple thousand views. The third one I posted, it got like 50,000 views. And like that, even now, that's obviously a lot to me. Like, but when I got it then, it was like 50,000 is like 50 million like now, like, or something like that. Like, it was like the best thing I've ever done. Like, obviously not, but it's like the best thing you've ever done in your life. So then I was like, that gave me the confidence to, because when the comments are like, they were actually receptive, that gave me confidence to actually post my first talking video. And the first talking video I done, it actually done well. Like, that got another 50,000 views.
Yeah.
So from the jump, it's been kind of good. But then like, because of the reception from the first video, it made me talk. And then from the talking thing, I just continued.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, so you actually managed to stay like really, really consistent. Like, I think you post, if not every day, like more than once a day now, which is just like sick. But how do you actually manage to stay so consistent and then go to uni, have everything else going on, but you're still posting like every day?
It's very difficult, but I think like I do pay more attention, even if it's like a bad thing to admit, I pay more attention to like the social media world than my actual education. Because like, even when I'm like, there's been times when I'm in a lecture or like I'm watching a lecture on my laptop, or I'm revising, I'm writing something down, but like as soon as something pops in my head, I get my phone out and I type like ideas into notes. So like, I think like throughout the whole day, I'm always thinking of like ideas for my content. I don't know, like maybe if I put that effort into education, everything would be a lot smoother, but I don't, like, this is what I do. So because of that, like I even prioritize the, so when I wake up, I don't think, what time am I gonna, it's a bit weird, but I don't think, what time am I gonna go to the library and work, or when's my lecture? I'm like, I need to get these two videos done, like put in my drafts and then leave. So because of that, I think it's allowed me to kind of, but still stay on top of my education, because it's, my education has never been a thing where like I always think about it, always prioritize it. So that's kind of been like the same level, but just, this is like now a part of my life. So I guess it's difficult, but that's how I stay on top of things.
But would you say that's because you can see social media and being a personality online has a bigger potential for you to have a career? Is that why? Or do you just think you just enjoy it more? Or maybe even like, you think when you look at your course, you think, wow, like, what am I even going to do as a career off the back of doing this course?
You know what it is? Like, my course is so as we said before, my course is economics. Mm. When I done it at my A levels, to me it was like the easiest subject in the world. Like yeah. I don't like studying, but I didn't mind that, right? But now I'm at uni, like it's like completely different ballpark, and I don't understand like that. I do understand, but like I'm not like, it's not something where I'm going out of my way to like ask people the interesting stuff about it, things like that. Like I'm not as dedicated as some of my other students on my course might be. But it's not really that. I think if I didn't have this social media thing, I'd still be the same. Mm. And I do, like, there is a career down the line for that as well, but
you're not passionate about it, innit?
I was never I'm not passionate, but I was never passionate about education.
But you're way more passionate about being Avi online. That's getting the views, getting the numbers, getting the attention. It seems like that seems like more of a passion.
Of course, now that this has come in, like this is basically like my life. So I am very passionate about it, but like I would also say like it's me. Like it's part of who I am now. So like it's a bit of both that works towards that, whereas like my education is just education. Like it's not like who I am, like that's just like something I do.
I find that interesting you say it like that, because I always tell young people that, you know, like as much as education is important and it can teach you skills as in like getting to places on time or like being disciplined with a routine and that, but the bigger picture is doing things that you enjoy, and it's literally that simple, or being passionate about the things that you enjoy doing. And like, if you enjoy what you do, you're always gonna go harder on it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, with your content, you seem way more passionate about that anyway, because it's like you said, it's part of you. It's a big part of you actually, because you show people who you are, your opinions on topics that are relevant in everyday life. But like turning that into a business is probably something that's in the back of your mind as well now. If it pops off on a next level, do you still see yourself going down the economic route and trying to do the education career path, or do you just see yourself going more into like becoming more of a freelance, self-employed kind of personality online that gets paid for doing that?
The way it's going right now, it's a weird one because my age mates, like, I'm literally, like, living with all my friends who are applying for jobs, like, as we speak. And then when they're doing it, I'm just, so even before I made the decision, like, I'm going to give this, like, a good shot, right?
Mm.
So once I graduate, God willing, in June, July, like, this is what I'm going to do, like, hopefully, like, for the rest of my life. But, like, it's easier said than done, of course. Mm. But when my friends are applying for jobs and I'm just there like, what's going on? It's a bit of a weird one. Of course there's a career down the line for that, but I want to do, like, I can't even explain it, but like I do like seeing after posting, like seeing the comments, like getting like cute messages, like some people, like little kids saying like, oh, they might look up to me, or like a video will make their day.
Mm.
Like you can't really like put like
all of that to waste.
Yeah, all of that to waste. And like it's like an ecosystem. It just like comes back and it gives you more hunger to like go harder, kind of thing. So like, this is like, if it was up to me and like if everything worked out, this is what I want to do. Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like one thing I've noticed about your content is I haven't seen many people who get the interaction on every single video that you post, and your interaction is crazy. Like you might be posting 3 times a day in every video. From the outside, it looks like it does amazingly well. And probably because of the nature of your content, you speak about things that are relevant, like that have just happened. So everyone's going to be inclined to watch it. And obviously you're a funny character, but what would you say is like the formula of getting that interaction and doing so well online?
The thing is like you said, like, when one person looks at my page, it would look like a lot of views every day, but like every day I'm just thinking of a new idea, or if I see something viral, I'll react to it, right?
Mm.
But if a video doesn't do well, or like if I don't see the trajectory that I want to, like instantly it's gone, just like that, I'll private it. And like, it's a bad trait to have, of course, because like, you should let the algorithm is weird. Like, you might have a video on 10k views today, and in a week it's on like 500k. Like,
yeah.
But I also think the how much I'm obsessed like over views, and like I'll private something instantly is the so like there's been days where I've privated like maybe 4 videos because I don't like the trajectory, and then the 5th video does well, but then that means that on that day, like let's say if it was Monday I had a good video, right? But if I just accepted those 4 videos, I might not have had a good video, kind of thing. Do you get what I'm saying? So like I credit like the growth to like, obviously, it's not a great thing, but like the obsessiveness over views. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
But doesn't that put you in like a dangerous position mentally? Because, and I notice this with a lot of young people, where it's like you're chasing the views, and almost the views, and or even the comments and that kind of thing online is what dictates not only your actions in terms of what you keep, what you delete, what you archive, whatever, but also how you feel on a deeper level. And that's a scary place to be in. Do you find that that's the case with you sometimes?
No, like you're completely right, like, and it's the worst thing to have, like.
But one thing you gotta know is I'm always right. I'm joking. I'm not always right.
But like you see with like just in life, like other people shouldn't determine like your mental state, right?
Yeah.
But like being in this like, so I've said it to all of my friends. I think every conversation I have, I've said it, yeah. Like, I can have the most productive day in the world. Like, I could go uni, like, learn everything. Some form of exercise, like, play football, whatever. Eat 3 times a day. Like, maybe even cook for myself. Brilliant day at uni, right? But now I post on TikTok and my videos haven't done well. That's the worst day in the world. Like, for me, that's like the worst day in the world, yeah.
I can relate to that though.
Bro, it gets like that, innit? And then like I can have like the worst, like in terms of like on the eye, I can have the worst day in the world. Like I could sleep at 6 a.m, wake up at like 6 p.m, not eat, like haven't eaten, but then I post a video and it does amazing, and in my eyes, like that's a great day.
Yeah.
It's very bad, but like it's something that I'm trying to break out from, and like I think slowly it's getting better. I was really like in too deep, like at a point. It's slowly getting better, but yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
But I feel like because you've been that way, that's why your videos have done so well, because you put so much time, thought, effort into it, and that's probably why your videos do so well.
It's so weird like the best way I can explain it is like I think the obsessiveness and that has led to like where I am currently, but it's something that I'm trying to break out of, because a few times there are some like videos that I make that I put a lot of effort into and I'm happy with, and then when I post it I'm like, all right, cool, no matter how many views this gets, like I'm keeping it up, sort of thing. Because like as much as it's like content for other people, I treat social media as like a digital diary, sort of. So like in a year's time, I could look back at what I done a year ago and be like, oh, this was cool.
Yeah.
So like if I make a video like
but most likely you're gonna look back and cringe out, because that's normal.
It is so, bro.
I've been doing music for 20 years. Like, I look back and I'm like, what the hell was I doing back then? But at the time, that was like opening doors for UK rap and the intro to like rappers in the UK, and at that time that was a big thing. But when I look back now, a lot of the stuff is cringe, bro.
No, I agree with you so much.
Would that play with your head too then?
That doesn't play with my head, because I'm just like, oh, I was so different, like
you so changed
like,
the person.
Yeah, like yeah. Good, it's a good thing that I'm like this now compared to like that back then. Like I don't post like Instagram reels that much, yeah. And like one of the reasons I don't is because I find my old videos like so corny that I don't want to post them, like regardless of however well they might have done on another platform, on TikTok. But yeah, like I think like it's like looking at yourself like from a time back, like you do see the difference, and it's like it does cringe you out like so much. Like a lot.
Yeah, therefore. We wanted to go over some trending topics and things that are popping off right now in the world. We know you have opinions on practically everything that's going on.
Yeah.
We both do as well.
Yeah.
The first one was the amount of people that's trying to get me to sign up to this Temu. Like, what's going on with
what
this?
Even what is that?
What is this £50 business?
Bro, it's just like, it's a link that people, it's just like any other website. You sign up and I guess the website's way of getting users is by promoting this thing. Like if I send my link to you and you sign up for it, you'll get £50 and I get £50.
That's mad.
So
everyone's giving out £100 like that.
So everyone's happy, but yeah, just everyone's just sending the link around because of that.
But like, don't
how many
you
times
have
you given out a link?
Well, I don't have it. I don't have it.
Yeah, you sure?
Yeah.
But the thing is, you have to put your personal details on it. My. I'm pretty sure. So yeah, people just giving their personal details like that for £50.
Would you do it?
No.
If times were hard, would you do it?
I was heavily considering it, but then it's like one of them, like, I couldn't be asked to sign up, so I just left it.
Why don't you just put one of your parents' details?
Because that's my parents' whole, isn't it?
I wanted to ask you as well, like, you're Tamil, right?
Yeah.
Like, does that play a part in your day-to-day life as well? Are you quite cultured with, like, being Tamil?
Also, like, you see me, like, my parents are, like, they came to this country, so I guess I'm first gen.
Mm.
Yeah.
So my parents are like cultured, but there is like a barrier because they didn't. There's like a few things that like you stereotypically do to like still be in the culture. Like one is like there's like this school where you go and it's called Tamil school where you learn the culture and like you learn the language. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't go there. So with that, like, I comprehend and I can speak it, but, like, it's quite broken. But I can't read or write, like, my own language, right? But with the Tamil thing, one thing about the Tamil thing, yeah. So when I was in school, like, it was calm for me and it was calm for, like, a couple other people. But if you're a Tamil, you got violated, like, it was peak. Like, a lot of other people... They got violated just for being Tamil, yeah? And, like, I think maybe it still might go on, but I claim it and I try to claim, like, my, like, background as much as I can, where I can, so that, like the kids can, like, little kids can, like, look up to me and... Because when I was young, I didn't really, like... I had, like, one creator that I looked up to called Drizzy Jeremy. I don't know. The guy, he does car videos with his brother now.
Yeah.
He's someone I looked up to, and then like now I claim it as much as I can, so I guess people can look up to me. I do go to cultural events like when it does happen now, because it's only right that I appreciate my culture, right?
Yeah.
Because bro, it's like some things that like when I was young, like I wasn't like shown much, so I don't really know. But I'm slowly trying to get back into it now.
That you back your people and you show the younger generation that you can be proud of who you are and get love for that as well.
Definitely, yeah.
I've seen it as well, like even with the Somali community, like the Somalis in my generation used to get violated quite bad, or people used to take the piss out of them for some reason. But now it's like they're like the cool kind of collective, like culturally, like people like the Marlies and that. And I noticed that a lot with Tamils. I grew up with a lot of Tamils and a lot of Somalis, and I used to see it as well with Tamils as well. It's like they weren't really like around other Asians, say like Punjabis as much, and there was like a bit of a divide there. Like
the
Tamils would stick to their own kind of groups. But I feel like it's changing a lot, and I see there's a lot of creative people in the Tamil community now coming through as well.
Yeah, slowly but surely, like there are I have a friend called Gajan. He does he doesn't do like the thing is like if we thought like if you do Tamil related content, you're kind of boxed in, like only Tamil people would take you in.
Mm.
Like Gajan does content for like everyone. There's I have a friend called Shankaya.
Yeah.
She does content for like everyone. So I feel like with like a rise of new people coming up, it just gives like the younger people some people to look. It gives the younger people someone to look up to, which I think is amazing, because like we didn't really have, we only had like one person to look up to when I was in school.
So the last couple of days, we've literally just been like looking online at like really funny things. Like we knew you were coming, so we were like, we have to get Ali's opinion on like loads of different things. And one thing I saw like a lot on TikTok was, I don't know if you've seen, but like some ridiculous girls' icks. So like they'll think everything is an ick, like, you know, walking up the stairs, for example. But like the some of the ones I've seen are just so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like so ridiculous.
I think some of them are unfair, but.
So for example, one of them was holding an umbrella and the umbrella turns inside out, and that's given a girl the ick of a guy.
Yeah.
Has that ever happened to you?
I don't carry umbrellas, but
like, but do you not carry them because you think it's an ick?
Oh no. Like, I just like, if it's raining, I just firm it and I get drenched. But if like a girl saw that and got an ick, I would just be like, what the hell? Like,
that's a bit out of order.
Yeah, it's not fair. It's not fair, is it?
Life ain't fair, my bro. I mean, there's a mad one there. What was this one, Tim?
Which one? Oh yeah.
Oh wait. Before we get into that one, I got one here saying running for a bus or a train. Girls are getting ick over man.
No, that one I hit. That one I understand, because like,
no, but imagine it's pissing down now and you're running for the bus.
No, but like the running thing, like I can't bring myself to run for public transport. Like now, maybe when I was a kid, but like running and then like you miss it as well, and then like, everyone sees it. One. That's like really embarrassing.
Or if you drop something, like you drop your phone while you're running and you have to run back and get.
Yeah,
your
it's
phone.
Just like a commotion.
Because like imagine you're on a date or something. And like on the day you're getting like a public transport with them, but then they start like running for the train.
That's wild.
Like that would instantly give me the ick. Another one that I found said running up the stairs on all fours.
I can't lie, I do that.
What, you run up the stairs on all fours?
Yeah.
Or you're a dog?
No, but like it's
or
just
you're a Pomeranian.
It's just natural, isn't it? Or like to me it's natural.
I've what? Done it as a kid, but not now.
Nah, like even now, by like accident, I've done it. Like I still do.
That's a bad accident.
Nah, because I made a video with my mom recently, and it was like 10 things you don't like about me. Then my mom said the way you climb your stairs,
and you ran up the stairs on all fours.
Yeah.
Well, girls,
as in not on video, but like.
Nah, I think you need to film this and post it. So, and then, did you run back down on all fours?
No. It's impossible. I tumble over and like.
You can't run down myself. On all fours. The girls are going to find that an egg.
Yeah, it'll make my market value crash. So, I can't do that.
Nah, I don't even want to think about that, bro. That's a bit techie. But this one's really out of order, bro. Girls are saying they get an egg at the thought of a guy getting run over.
What are we meant to do?
Okay, like, as a girl, I don't find that an ick. I don't find that an ick. I think that's mean.
Is that out of all
like, wouldn't you go help them?
Yeah, that's like the normal, like, imagine like you get run over and like someone refuses to help you because there's like, oh,
I
like,
get it if the guy got rushed, because then she's going to think, oh, this guy's a waste, man. Yeah. He's got himself rushed.
But run over, like, it's not your fault. Like,
anyone can get run over.
Yeah, you might be needing like life-saving treatment, and someone's just like, "I don't want to help." That's an ick. That's unfair. In my opinion.
One that I saw, and I feel like, not gonna lie, Percy, agree with this one. Is imagine you're sat on a bar stool and their legs are just dangling off.
No, it's like this seems a bit targety because like
I know you do this.
Yeah, like, but like I'm just like, what's wrong with that? Like,
no, but do your legs dangle? If you were sat on a stool, would your legs be dangling off?
No, because like it will touch like that little bottom bit. But like I just kick my legs about.
I don't think that's unfair. I think that's a valid ick.
But I think Avi's let himself down because he runs up the stairs on all fours.
We need to see video evidence of this. Yeah, that could be your next TikTok.
That's like one thing that I would never post on social media.
I rate you for admitting it, but I don't rate you for doing it. Okay, posting gym selfies. What's your thoughts on that?
I don't go gym, but like, if you went gym and like you're really proud of your body, like, and then you post it just for a girl to like be like, what the hell? That, I think that's a bit unfair.
Mm. I mean,
there's one more here, Sims.
What?
Wearing a helmet.
Like,
So that is an ick.
How
that is
you, an need ick. To, you need to be safe. Like, you need to be,
do you get me?
Like,
it's an ick.
It's as if like people don't care about like our safety.
I wouldn't wear a helmet.
Yeah, but Avi would wear it when he's running up the stairs on all fours.
Nah, but like, would you wear a helmet?
Not if when I'm riding to. A bike, but like, if I was lack
nah, up. I'm sorry, if I saw a boy riding a bike and wearing a helmet, because just because like, they're riding a bike what about down elbow the road. Pads?
And knee pads.
Nah, the whole combination is very icky.
But like, if it was like a motorcycle, then like, what do people expect?
That's the law. You have to. You have to wear a helmet when you're riding a bike. Oh, you mean a bicycle? Or you mean a motorbike?
No, if I was on a motorbike, yeah, helmet. But
you
I was
have
like,
to, that's the law, yeah.
I kind of hear it if like you're riding a bike and you've got a helmet on.
What about knee pads?
The stretch.
What are your icks and girls? You must have a few.
If on like social media, I get icked out if a girl doesn't have like, if she's like really cringy on social media, but like, not like.
Are you like, calling Sims cringy?
No, no, no,
you're
man.
Firing shots at no. Sims.
But like, how do you say it?
Why
like,
are you firing shots at Sims?
Yeah, well, it's never personal. I don't know how you say it. Like, if they post like quotes and this that,
and they like, start getting emotional.
Getting emotional is allowed, but like, it's allowed in real life. But like, I don't know why you'd like put it out there on social media. Mm. Maybe if you like cry and record yourself.
Oh, that's a weird one. You know, the other day a friend of mine showed me a voice note and the girl was crying on the voice note. But I'm saying, were they actually pressing the button to cry on the voice note? Like, they took their... That's effort, isn't it?
No. More than that, it's effort to... Okay, imagine I'm really upset. I'm crying my eyes out and I get my camera and I'm like, let me hit record and just cry on camera.
It's done for sympathy, isn't it?
It's wild.
Yeah, it is wild. And then you look back at it and then you're like, yeah, that's acceptable to post. And then you post it. Yeah,
that's and then you write a caption, you click post, you write hashtags.
And you wait for everyone's like verdict.
It's the filter afterwards. You're doing a filter as well.
Bro, that's an ick. I have another one like, if you post like pictures of other couples and then like you're just like, oh, I wish I had this. I'm just like, just shut up in it, yeah. Kind of thing. I get
that's putting pressure on you as well, isn't it? You're trying to date this girl and she's out here posting next couples that are like doing their thing.
Like Lil Durk in India, like I see that all the time. That's the ones on the top of my head. Like if it just happened.
Are they valid? Still, yeah. They're valid ones. I think the running up the stairs on all fours is a bit wild though, bro. I think we need to stop.
He's not gonna get over that.
We need to stop that, Avi.
If you've been on dates before, like what's the worst date that you've been on?
My first ever like date when I was like 16, yeah. Like I don't know what it was, but like I was a bit stiff, yeah. Then like, I was just like mad awkward and shy. Like I didn't like, this is like, I didn't know what to like say to like girls. So I was just there. I think it already started on a bad trajectory when like we went, like I'm 16, so I'm thinking it's normal to like split. Yeah. But I think like I think she got a bit upset.
What, at the age of 16?
Yeah.
It's mad. Everyone's got a pocket money.
So we already started on a bad trajectory. Then like when we were in there, like it was a movie, yeah? But like, so like you can't really talk too much, yeah? But I think like, I don't know what I was doing. I think I was just like, she was trying to watch the movie, but I was like talking too much, yeah? And then like, yeah, she just never shouted at me ever again.
Yeah, it was awkward.
Mad
did she pay half the bill?
As in, she paid for her own ticket and popcorn. But like, maybe if I paid, like, who would know? Like, maybe I'd be, what's it, like 5 years deep in a relationship now.
So now, would you pay for the first date?
I always pay for everything now. Yeah.
Go on, that's what I like to hear.
But like, aww. But like, it is spendy. It's so expensive.
Yeah, and then you run up the stairs on all fours as well.
To celebrate. Yeah.
Do you have a celebrity crush?
I've always, I said it before one time, like me personally, I've always like found Kim Kardashian attractive.
That's like the bog standard person to say.
But you know what it is? It's like, it's not just like her look, but it's like who she is as well. But
she's cried on camera before. You said that's an ick.
Thankfully, I've never seen the video myself.
I'll find it. I'll show you.
Maybe when you show me, she won't be my celebrity crush anymore. But until then.
So like, when it comes to Kim Kardashian, what's the like thing that really makes you have a crush on her? What is it about?
What a question.
She's just cool. She's just like cool. Like, she just handles herself like well on camera. Well, maybe apart from the thing you spoke about.
Yeah.
But she's just like, not like aura, but like, just like, kind of like the status, like who they are.
Mm.
It does play a part. And like, she's like, what's that word? Not subjectively, she's like, I'd say objectively attractive. Like everyone would find her attractive.
Mm.
So would you like hypothetically want to date someone that's also like maybe on social media in the public eye? Or do you want someone low key?
Like I don't have a preference, like both are the same.
Because like, I know some people, like, you know, they prefer, like, oh, I want my girl low-key. Do you know some people like that?
Yeah, like, there are people like that. But, like, let's say if there was, like, a girl and, like, she wanted to, like, or she was on social media, or, like, how can I say, like, oh, don't do it when I'm on social media myself?
Exactly. Yeah. Facts.
It's a bit hypocritical.
Definitely. Is there anything that you're glad that your family don't know about you?
My family, my mom basically knows everything about me. So, my mom knows everything about me.
Aww.
That's a good thing, because I was going to say, if there was something and you said it, this would have been on camera, it would have gone.
Nah, my mom knows everything down to a T.
How much do you love your mom, man? Because it sounds like you're very close with her.
Yeah, I love my mom a lot. Aww. But like, I love my dad the same as well.
Yeah, nah, that's a good thing. But like, say you got married to a girl now, you have to choose between the wife and the mom. What are you doing?
It's like someone asked me a question. If you're driving and you pick up your mom and your wife, who's sitting in the front? Well, I can't lie. Sorry, I can't lie. For me, it has to be the mom, man.
Mm.
Yeah, for real.
Do you know what? I agree with that.
Yeah, but you got to find ways around these situations.
Of course, but like, you know what it is, yeah? I'm an only child as well, so like, my parents are like... My parents are like my parents, but then they're like, I don't have siblings, so like, they're not my siblings, but...
But they look out for you like a sibling.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they're like my best friends as well, kind of. Aww. Like, it's like a weird way to explain it, but...
Nah, it makes sense.
But I think that's why also, like, my mom knows, like, everything.
Yeah. What would you say is, like, the biggest misconception that people have about you?
I think people think, like, because, like, I'm, like, a bit exaggerated on camera, that I'm the same in real life.
Mm.
So even the other day, some guy recognized me and was like, oh, Avi, this, that. And he's like, I swear you're better. And this is when I'm coming back from uni, like two bags. I'm just like listening to my music, mind my own business. Yeah. The guy's like, I swear you're better energetic. And I'm like, do you want me to like scream and shout at you? Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, but in real life, I guess I'm more like, like everyone else talks and I just like kind of listen kind of thing. Yeah.
Like you're more, you don't have two personalities, but you kind of have two personalities in the sense where you're not exactly how you are on camera. You're just more chilled in real life.
Do you know what it is?
So what's your misconception of him? No, answer it. Because you've obviously picked up on something.
No, I don't have a misconception about you, but I think that like in real life, you're very easy to talk to. You're not like, oh, like, shouting in your face, opinions here, opinions there, yeah. Because that's for a 1 minute video at the end of the day.
Definitely. Even from my perspective, I think you're very focused actually.
Mm.
In real life, you've actually got an idea in your head of that, what you want to be doing and what you want to achieve. You're thinking ahead, and that's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, like I'd say it's not like two different personalities. Like everything I say on camera is like my thoughts and like my opinions and like my jokes. But it's just like more exaggerated for like the viewers.
Mm-hmm.
But like in real life, I still think the same things. I just like, I wouldn't come up to you and like scream it kind of thing. Yeah. Mm.
No, definitely. We've been talking about food quite a bit, so we're going to show you a couple of videos in a minute. Before that, we're going to do a quick fire round. One or the other.
Mm.
But I say we keep it more music related because I know you're quite passionate about UK music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we've got a few like questions, a few artists that you've got to choose out of. It can get a little bit techie with that, but you know, I'm sure you're very passionate about the artist that you rate. Do you want to kick start it?
Yeah. Okay, cool. Central C or Diggity?
Diggity.
6-7 or Section Boys?
6-7.
Bugsy Malone or Stormzy?
Stormzy.
All right, Drake or Future? We spoke about this.
Jake.
Drake or Kendrick?
Jake.
Drake or Nav?
Jake.
K-Trap or Rimzy?
K-Trap. That was the hardest one.
So you don't like Rimzy?
I like Rimzy, but as in that was the hardest one. Like,
nah, you don't rate Rimzy.
I like Rimzy, but K-Trap, I'm a K-Trap fanboy. Like when he done like signing. I went and I bought his album as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
Sick.
Well done, man. No, that's good. Fredo or Nines?
For me, Fredo.
Oh, for real, yeah?
Yeah.
I think I would have to say Nines on that one. Really? I know you're not asking me, but... okay, UK drill or Afrobeats?
UK drill.
Oh, for real, yeah?
But not the current, like, the not the whatever is getting put out now, like, the old...
Like, so
which one are you talking about?
Like when like Digga D, Lowski, like when Digga D, Lowski, 6-7, Harlem Spartans, kind of era.
Mm.
All right, so M24 or Tion Wayne?
M24.
Afrobeats or Bashman?
Afrobeats.
Okay.
Mm. Interesting. Feel like we got to know a little bit more about you musically.
Yeah. I think Sims predicted the Fredo one.
Yeah, I said that you're going to choose Fredo. I've seen you make videos about Fredo and you're like, he's my favourite artist. Yeah.
If you had to pick your all-time three UK artists that you've grown up listening to, that you rate highly, who would the three be?
Lowski. Kind of Lowski and Digga D have to be there. I do like Fredo, but if it's like everything, I'd say Lowski, Digga D and Dave, because like Dave was like my introduction into like sort of rap.
Mm.
Dave Stormzy, but like I'd say Dave, yeah.
Yeah, dope, man. Dope. So we got a couple reaction. Well, we got a couple videos that we want to get your reaction on, right?
But some of them are a bit wild.
Yeah, because we were talking about date nights and going for food. And obviously, off air, I was talking to you about coming to eat some burrito tacos and all this stuff. And you were talking about you're craving bread and butter. So
cool.
So I just want to get your reaction on a couple of dishes that I found quite interesting online. Because you know there's some interesting dishes that go wild online.
This is the first one.
Yo, ain't no animal safe around Chinese people, yo. This nigga
what animal is that?
Rat dog. You heard? Like, yo, this nasty motherfucker, man.
What did you think of that?
Like,
it's rat dog.
Personally, for it's not for me, but I don't know why. I don't know, like, maybe it's lifestyle, I don't know.
Would you eat that for 100 bags?
Yeah.
What?
Like, maybe like a bite.
Alright, would you eat that for 50 bags?
Nah.
For 50 bags?
So, like, 100 bags is a lot of money.
So you wouldn't do it for 50?
50 bags is a lot of money.
Nah, I wouldn't do it for 50, I'd do it for 100.
Would you do it for 60 bags?
Nah.
No, I think he's capping at 100. Like that's
yeah.
Like
I think lowest. Yeah. You hit it bang on when you said 100.
One bite for 75 bags.
Yeah, one bite. Yeah.
I told you he's not capping on nine.
No, but you know what it is, yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, is
when you
when you bring money into it? Is
see,
it?
See, people do a lot of things for money.
It's true. Would you?
No, you mad.
What, not for like 200 bags?
Nah, hell no, man. That's traumatizing. That's traumatizing.
I think you're lying.
He done it for free. So like,
no, he enjoys it.
Yeah, but maybe, you never know, maybe it tastes nice.
You might like the next one.
I don't know what one's coming up next, but.
I really don't understand it. Why the fuck do you feel the need to put your crypt keeper ass feet on somebody's pancakes and make their food, yo. That shit's just nasty, man.
Then people go on to eat that.
That's like street food, isn't it?
Literally.
But do you think man's that's why people get sick from street? Like, I went to, for example, I went to India in January and I got food poisoning.
What, straight away?
No, like after like 2 days.
And the thing is, there's a lot of bad publicity online for India for having bad hygiene when it comes there to
it's
street.
Not just in India though.
South Asia.
Yeah.
But like when people show it, like India's the one that gets criticism, which I think is unfair, because like there's definitely other countries that have like these sort of methods.
Yeah, when I was going to Thailand, I was looking at TikToks to see like where to go and stuff, and people were like, be careful eating this. So it happens in every country.
Yeah,
that you go to, in my opinion.
But that's how social media works. It's like, it's what you see
creates a hype. But would you eat that pancakes rubbed on auntie's foot?
Nah.
100 bags,
yeah.
75 bags for a bite.
75 bags for a bite, yeah.
50 bags
for
a bite.
I'm doing for 50 bags. 50 right. bags a bite.
20 bags for a bite.
Even 20 bags, yeah.
Yeah. 10 bags. Come on, 10 bags. Still a lot of money, man.
Even 10, yeah.
You can do up Dubai with that. 10 bags.
It's just a bite. It's
all right, 5 bags. It's just a foot across the foot. It's ain't done like that.
To be fair, how do we know that that's not happening to our food now?
Like, exactly.
In the UK.
That's wild.
Exactly. It's a valid argument. And also, like, whatever germs there is, like, when it gets heated up, they probably die. They probably die, right?
That's kind of true.
All right, would you eat for one bag?
No.
2 bags. All right, would you rub it on your face for a bag?
No.
You know you have to eat it, you just got to rub it on your face.
That's worse than eating it.
Alright, this third and final one is a real special one to Sims. Sims loves this one. I think she'll do it for free.
No, I don't.
Like, she'll yam this shit for free.
Oh, I don't even want to, like, no. Okay, cool.
Now, I really want to see how y'all defend this shit in the comments, yo. Like, what is the reason you squeeze that fucking orange over this teddy like that? And y'all really be eating this shit and be saying it's good and it's sanitary? Now, look at this, yo. Yo, what is that? Fabuloso? He got Fabuloso in bleach water. Put it under his underarm. No. Take a built at the front of a Ford F-150. Ain't no way I'm being fooled with you, bro. No, look at how you tearing that shit up. No. You're done.
I don't know why I found that so
funny. I think that's the worst one. That worse than the rat.
Would you eat that for 250
bucks?
Nah,
I wouldn't eat it.
Half a mil.
Nah.
600 as bags.
If someone,
600 you know bags.
If someone, just like brought it to me and was like, eat it, like.
No, you know what's happened to it. But you know what it's been through.
If I've just seen it and he's just spitting it and everything, like, I wouldn't eat it.
750 bags. That's like a mortgage-free house. You own the house. 700.
I don't know.
That's a
he
yes.
Definitely would. He definitely would.
He would do it for 75 bags. You know what? It's been nice catching up with you, bro. Honestly, man. I really enjoyed catching up with you, man. And I feel like I'm really excited to see how your journey grows, man. Definitely.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on. And we loved having you.
Is there any final messages you want to give to the people?
What can we expect from Abby in 2024?
I'm just gonna be doing like more of the same, I guess. Trying to stay in people's faces. I really want to do long form content because I feel like that's an art. So a lot more of YouTube. That's it, really. Like, and I just hope that like everyone who's like currently been with me like continues to support me. And thank you guys for inviting me down for the show.
No, thank you. We really enjoyed having you.
You're welcome, Dan. Anytime, my bro.